guests are signed off. Shalim and Mila, which takes place between 6 p.m. to 8:24 p.m. After Krishna and the Sakas have relished the refreshments which were given to them by Mother Yashoda, they actually want a more task to do before they could relax for the day and go to the house, the hall of Maharaj, where there would be the entertainments for the people. We will hear later about the entertainment, but for now we will hear about this one more. Krishna Balaram, accompanied by loving friends, went through the town of Nandishwara. Everyone, everywhere you must imagine the lights were lit by these small beacons of light that are everywhere for the people of Maharashtra. Krishna went towards the Goshala, but very Krishna goes first. Krishna walks very confident. He's a little boy, but he has jeweled slippers with jewels, and this makes him walk very confident. He's has very nice shoes. Now some of the cows have already been milked, but the moment they see Krishna, the empty udders instantly fill again with milk, hoping that Krishna will come to them and milk the cows personally. I once heard that when Krishna sees that these cows are so eager to be milked by them, that Krishna uses his Aishwarya Shakti and expands, and as many cows as there are cows to be milked, but only each cow thinks Krishna is milking me alone. And in other words, the others cannot perceive that Krishna has expanded himself. So the cows have moved when they anticipated Krishna is coming, when there was this feeling he's nearby and coming close. Now imagine how much the moon is uplifted and raised when they actually see Krishna. That is really a moving concept. I can only express it like the concept. I read here, the boys sit down on little milking stools. They place golden buckets between their legs. They hold them like this so that they don't fall, because sometimes the cow may move a little. A firm grasp of the milk buckets needs to be there. And there are servant boys hurrying around, because there's so much milk that they take from the baskets little flasks and bring them here, bring them there, this way. The entire scene appears like a concert conducted by the loving glances of Krishna, who sees all the cows, who reciprocates with each single servant boy, and on whose eyes, everyone's eyes, Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men, also rested. You must know that the darshan of Lord Krishna is, the actual darshan, is so attractive that we find descriptions in the Bhagavatam that the cowherd boys walk with Krishna through the forest, and for a little moment, a second, Krishna disappears behind a tree, as it is when he walks through the forest. The cowherd boys feel great anxiety in their hearts. There's so much attached to Krishna. There is one son. There is the son of Upananda. His name is Subhadra. And he is an expert astrologer. And Mother Yashoda asks him, "Oh Subhadra, please use your skills in reading the language of the stars in order to determine what is the best meadow of where Krishna should today bring his cows to." The love is really so much in the detail of every movement of Krishna. We find that he is so much love, for instance. Mother Yashoda had a little friend with whom she grew up, her girlfriend, Ambika. When Ambika saw that Yashoda was married, she was also married. But when she heard and saw the beautiful boy who was born to Yashoda, she decided to become the vet nurse. Do you know that when the mother, there are other ladies that must be very close to the household who can also breastfeed the young child, because Krishna is always so eager for the love of his devotees, he drank a lot of milk. So Ambika became the second vet nurse, and was falling so much in love with Krishna that once he prayed to Durga, please Durga, give me a son that is so strong that he can act as the bodyguard of Krishna. The son's name is Vijay. When Vijay feels that there is some threat happening to Krishna, he roars so loud that it seems the covers of the universe will burst. He is so defensive of Krishna and thinking to protect him so much. There is one shloka by Rupa Goswami who says, oh, calm down, Bhatra and Vijay. Mandari Bhatra, put your bow aside. You don't need to fear that any harm will come to Krishna. These are just some clouds over Govardhana who rumble. It's no demon. So you can see from these little indications how much love is there for Krishna. Yeah, these are our reflections on Shaiva. You can only understand Krishna really when you see, when you know he is so attractive. Everyone loves him so much. He actually, one of his works is to pull out the love that is born buried in his devotee's heart. And he makes different arrangements, gestures, jokes. And the devotees in this world, sometimes Krishna puts them into learning situations and they can turn to him with love because he wants the love of each single devotee. God Krishna, even you and me. And that is the nice thing about Krishna. So, yes, I wanted to just say this. Now our Krishna Murari is here with pleasure for our hearts. Please do sit here and be comfortable here. And we will put the thing on you.
Shri Thakurji always tries to have appreciation, jokes, and so many other things to by which the gopas make so much fun with Krishna that he wins over the hearts of everyone. When Shri Thakurji comes back to Nanda Bhavan, then the gopas are there and Krishna always won, although he is so supremely powerful, supremely knowledgeable, he knows all knowledge. Once Krishna said to the cowherd boys, I know everything. Anything is not there in the world which I don't know. I know everything. The other gopas started laughing like anything. They said, do you know about everything? Do you know about the past, present and future? He said, I know about everything. Present, past, future, I know everything. Then one gopa comes to Krishna and he tells, he closes the fist of both of his hands and comes in front of Krishna and tells, in which fist is a small laddu? Tell me. And then Krishna tells, it is in the right one. And he opens, there's nothing in the right one. then they make so much fun of Krishna. Oh, he was saying that he knows everything. He cannot tell in which fist the laddu is. How can he be so knowledgeable that he knows about present, past and future? And then in the evening, one of the cow, actually Nanda Maharaj has 900,000 cows, so some days or the another, either one of the cow is giving birth, definitely. So one of the day, actually Krishna likes to go always to the cow place, to the Goshala, especially when he hears a cow is giving birth to a small calf. He specifically goes there, and this moment is known as the cow becomes Dvimukhi. The cow has one mouth, but it is said in Shastras, when cow is giving birth, so the first thing which comes out from the womb of cow is the another mouth of the calf. So when cow becomes Dvimukhi, at that time Krishna comes around cow and he always starts circulating the cows, because he has heard from Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, it is very auspicious when a cow gives birth and should do a parikrama of it. So one day when for the first time Krishna did this, and he was amazed by seeing one thing. As soon as the small calf is born, the cowherd boy blows some air into the ears of the calf to bring him into alive properly. And as soon as he does this, after that he puts the finger, the index finger, into the mouth of the calf so that he's chewing things, or like this is a process how cow gives birth. So for the first time when Krishna saw, he saw a just now born calf has so many teeth in the mouth. This was so surprising for Krishna that he ran to Mother Yashoda. He wanted to complain about something. He came to Mother Yashoda and started complaining, "Maya, you have done something very wrong with me. I have been there. There has been some injustice to me." Mother Yashoda asks, "What happened?" He replies, "A newborn calf has so many teeth, and I have become almost the age of 2.5 years, and I still have 4. Maybe when I was in your womb, you didn't eat properly, or you have not given me something which is very much required for the teeth to grow. I just saw in Goshala a newborn calf has so many more teeth." And then Mother Yashoda, she doesn't have answers, how to convince a small boy about the logical science of how does a calf has all so many teeth just after taking birth. And Mother Yashoda, tries to find another way to tackle him out. And then Mother Yashoda just lifts him up and tells, no, she tries to change the topic a little bit. She takes him and she just puts him up in the air. And then for some time she is holding her, and then said, "Oh Krishna, you're so beautiful, why do you care about so many things? Vari mere latkan pagdhar." And then she tries to introduce new game to him, that she takes him up then her chest, and then Krishna's feet are on the chest of Mother Yashoda, sometimes on the shoulder, and she brings him down, and then again up, down and again up. And in this way Mother Yashoda is trying to please Krishna. And then what happened, she can only see the beautiful face of Krishna, and the upper two teeth are visible. Vari mere latkan pag dharo chatiya, kamal nain bal jaan kadan ki, shobhit naini naini dudh ki dvadatiya. Mother Yashoda can see the two milk teeth of Krishna. And then Mother Yashoda is, after playing a little bit with Krishna, becomes a bit tired. Then she puts him down. Then she just goes to drink some water. Yahan te chali khar khar pibat jal. As soon as Mother Yashoda puts Krishna down just to drink water, he starts crying again. परिहर रुदन नेक हसो मेरे ललना, The mother asks, why do you always cry without me? Just smile a little bit. Then she has to introduce another game to please Krishna. She takes Krishna on her lap. Then she starts a new game. She holds the hand of Krishna and opens all the five fingers. Then she starts counting. Yeh hai meri, this is mine. Yeh hai teri, yeh hai Baba Nand Ji ki. Yeh hai meri, yeh hai teri, yeh hai Baba Nand Ji ki. She's trying to explain why you have five fingers. Just to a kid. Yeh hai meri, yeh hai teri, yeh hai Baba Nand Ji ki. Yeh hai Balbhadr Bhaiya ki. This is of Balbhadra. Yeh hai ta ki jo jhulave tero palna. And this belongs to that Ambika. Who is swinging you many a times when I'm not there? She tries to swing you in the small cradle. Yeh hai meri, yeh hai teri, yeh hai Baba Nand Ji ki. Yeh hai Balbhadr Bhaiya ki. Yeh hai ta ki jo jhulave tero palna. Paramananda Prabhu Tribhuvan Thakur. Shri Paramananda Ji is saying that the Lord of three worlds, although he knows all everything, all knowledge, all power, all wealth, all renunciation, it emanates from him, the Lord of three worlds. But today, just by the love of devotee of Mother Yashoda, he can be won over just by playing a little bit here and there, different childhood-like plays with him. Paramanand Prabhu Tribhuvan Thakur Tahe Jhulave Baba Nand Ji ki Raniya Vari Mere Latkan Pag Dharo Chatiya. In this way, Rani means the queen of Nanda Maharaj is trying to somehow or the other please Krishna by playing around some childhood games. There's still one specific childhood game remaining. We will hear about it tomorrow. Radhe Shyam.
So yes, we can see here from this how Krishna really brings out the love for him, and how he enjoys that he forgets everything and the counting. One, that's you. The other finger is me. The third finger is Nanda Baba, and comes Balabhadra, and then Ambika. This is why I have five fingers. It's very logical. what this all shows is the central theme of the month of Kartik, and that is that Krishna is conquered by love. In Bhaktivinoda Kartik it's also said, you can only make sense of Vrindavan through the eyes of Baba, of love. You can only understand what Vrindavan is all about. So that I heard yesterday that you can only see the sacred places in Vrindavan through eyes of loving ecstasy. Otherwise, they appear different to you. I thank you all very much. I think we are even remember the cowherd jokes about when the chant is the ladun, the small ladun, and Krishna said the wrong and they all laugh. Thank you to making our hearts so happy. Let us end here. Hare Krishna, all the best.